Hello, my name's Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm joined today by a very interesting man, Mark, who is an artist in many different ways and has been very successful professionally and also with his health, despite very interesting challenges. And I'm impressed by what he's achieved, and as a doctor who has seen many thousands of patients over more than 40 years, you don't often see these results. So I'm fortunate, and so are you, in that I've managed to get Mark today to share his story. Hi, Mark.
How are you doing?
Great. And I would like just to introduce a little bit more that you had an autoimmune disease called rheumatoid arthritis, which showed up in blood tests and also in symptoms and signs, and you have a family history of rheumatoid arthritis. And very few people overcome that disease by themselves and also purely with nutritional medicine. So could you tell us, you know, how bad it was for you, what kind of symptom you had?
Oh, well, I've had aches and pains for a considerable time, most of my adult life, and I'd feel a tweak or a pain, and eventually it'd go away. I remember about 5 years ago walking down the office, and one of my work colleagues was saying, "What's wrong? You're limping." And I said, "Oh yeah, I get this pain every now and then, and it always goes away," not knowing exactly what it was. But one particular time, it got worse and worse, and I couldn't even get out of bed. It was so painful. I couldn't walk. And I think you might remember that time. I had a bit of time off work, and I came and saw you at your clinic where what were those injections you gave me?
We gave Mark some steroid injections because his ankle was so swollen and painful and red and hot.
That's right.
That we gave him some steroid injections, and they unfortunately didn't really fix the problem for very long, and the illness appeared to be chronic at that stage.
Yeah, it only lasted about 6 hours, and
when I told
my family that they've had injections before, and usually they last for weeks or if not months. About 6 hours later, I was on the walking stick again. But it was interesting. I tried quite a number of different things, and I'd been taking various supplements and changed my diet. And one of the things that I had done was to have a very large salad of numerous leaves, capsicum, cucumber, celery, avocado, you name it. Everything I could find in the fridge, everything I could find at the supermarket, I chop it all up and put it in a big bowl, corn, nuts, and I'd have that every day. And what was happening was I think I was building up the nutritional values so that my body could use whatever was needed to repair itself.
Yes. True.
And what I did a lot of reading, and old Dr. Google, he's our friend these days.
can be confusing too. But
that was a bit of a joke. But
yeah,
I looked around, and some of the things that I found were that this was just not curable. In fact, some people said that it shouldn't be called arthritis; it should just be called sore joint disease that the doctors have no idea what to do with.
Yes. Well, I must admit, some of the patients I've seen with rheumatoid arthritis have become extremely unwell, not just through the disease, but through the side effects of the immunosuppressant drugs. And some of the drugs we have to use will kill you eventually, and perhaps quicker than the disease will. It can be an appalling experience to have the side effects, even from some of these new immunosuppressant drugs. So rheumatoid arthritis is one of a group of autoimmune diseases called connective tissue disorders, And they can be fatal, they can be very aggressive, and sometimes we need these drugs in the short term. They are life-saving, but in the long term, they can kill you. And they don't always cure the disease, they just suppress it. So Mark has achieved what I would consider a cure without any drugs, and notwithstanding the fact that the drugs didn't work for him. Now, I'm not saying that this will be the case for everyone out there with rheumatoid arthritis. It would be nice if it was.
Yeah, I've been told I'm a bit outside the box. So.
Yeah, but notwithstanding, I mean, you had proven rheumatoid arthritis. You have a family history of it. Your rheumatoid arthritis was severe. So what you have achieved could be possible in other people, and we're not going to be able to do a double-blind placebo-controlled trial because you know whether you've changed your diet or not. You know,
that's right.
Nutritional medicine can be very, very difficult to evaluate with these gold standard trials that are placebo-controlled and are really designed just for simple drugs. But yours was a diet and a lifestyle thing, and also I think your state of mind played a large role.
I think so too. There was a number of things I thought about. When we talk about placebos, we know that they do have a positive result. The blue candy pill that doctors have been giving hypochondriacs in the past,
yes,
definitely can produce a result for someone. And the same with a hypochondriac. They can talk themselves into being more and more sick.
Yes.
So, correct. Obviously, what we think about, the way we perceive our life, and what we think about our bodies, so the mind actually has an effect on the body. And in this, I gave that quite a lot of thought, and I had the belief system that if I were to have a regime of good quality food, good quality supplements, and good health, a good healthy lifestyle. I got into some exercise as well. That this would have a positive benefit on my inflammation, and it would possibly work for me. And the more I concentrated on these efforts, the more that these pains disappeared, and I eventually had a very good side effect where I lost 15 kilos.
Yes, actually. Well, Mark had a very bad fatty liver and a very abnormal liver function tests, and I'm sure that his liver problem was instrumental in the development of his autoimmune disease. And, you know, he's now got a completely healthy liver and a completely healthy immune system. And with your diet, it was very specific change, wasn't it?
Yes. I eventually went completely vegan.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether this is the reason. It's interesting that what ended up happening, the more I gave contemplation to these things, what tended to occur was that there were certain foods that just didn't appeal to me anymore.
Mm.
And I think my own body knew exactly what we needed, because as the days went on, I started to find that different foods, especially dairy and meats, were no longer appealing.
Mm.
And
what about gluten?
Well, I'd already gone off that. Having read a lot about how gluten affects the bowel inflammation.
Yes, particularly autoimmune inflammation, gluten will aggravate.
I had stopped using gluten a number of years earlier for the reason that it made me feel better. Although I, at that time, wasn't suffering the severe pain from arthritis, I just knew that if I gave up gluten, I felt better. So I'd already gone off that. That was one particular thing that I'd already stopped doing.
Yeah. So Mark remains healthy. Mark remains healthy and symptom-free. His blood tests are all normal, so ostensibly he has cured himself from rheumatoid arthritis, and he persists with a vegan diet, which is gluten-free. Now, we're not saying that everybody needs to do that, but it really has caused a dramatic improvement in Mark's case, and it's worth trying if you're in so much pain. And Mark continues with the correct supplementation and with a positive state of mind, because he believed that he could heal himself with the right tools and the right knowledge. He focused and he persisted. And it's not easy. You know, a lot of people, they can't. And it's not easy, you know. A lot of people can't manage to stay away from their poisons. They might be addicted to nicotine or sugar or gluten or alcohol or whatever. And, you know, it is hard, particularly when life becomes stressful.
Well, I'd even forgotten about that, because I used to like my wine.
Yes.
And it wasn't abnormal to have a bottle of wine every night.
No.
But that was probably over five years ago now. Mm. And I suppose that would had a significant effect, because one of the things I did focus on was looking after the liver. And I was taking the liver tone supplement. I was taking NAC.
Yes.
And I was taking selenium as well. So I was focusing on making sure that the liver had everything it needed in order to try and repair itself and assist with the immune system.
So would you say, Mark, you've been your own healer, and it really was a case of believing in yourself and believing that if you persisted that you would get to the end of the journey and achieve good health?
Well, yes, I'd say so. It's also, I've done a lot of research in the past. I think what I've done is try to take the best of all the different pieces of information I've found over the years. I suppose it's like cherry picking what worked for me. Not everything works for everyone.
The interesting thing is that we are unique, you know, although everyone with an autoimmune disease will benefit from going gluten-free. There's still unique differences amongst patients who have the same disease, for example, rheumatoid arthritis. Mm. And that's because our DNA is unique. We've got that genetic difference. And epigenetic medicine is working on our genes to tweak them, which is in a way that is best for us as an individual. And you found the right environmental factors through your diet, state of mind, lifestyle, to tweak your genes to turn off the disease.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And I had read a bit about epigenetics, in that what it means is that your environment and your thought processes work directly with your genes, so that you don't have to be a prisoner of your genes, so to speak. And I believed in that, and I tried to create the environment which would trigger the body to heal itself.
Yes. And Mark worked on his liver, and, you know, the liver is the general of the army of the body and the protector of the immune system. And the results are amazing, very inspiring. And if you'd like any more information, feel free to call us at our health advisory service, or email us at drcabotcleanse.com. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, and thanks for inviting me.